Remember, only God can judge us. No one else has the right to tell you who you should be or how you should live your life. But it's always those same people trying to find fault in others that end up being the ones pointing fingers. It makes me understand why Jesus was treated the way he was by his own people. They couldn't accept someone different, someone true. So just remember, be yourself. Only God can judge you. Let me just say, this message is not for those who are easily offended. It's not for the weak-minded. When you start doing well in life, when you start making positive changes, you have to make real adjustments, quickly. You can't keep hanging around the same people who don't support you or bring you down. If you do, you're putting yourself at risk. Negative people will try to pull you down, and that's how the devil works. When you start loving yourself, growing, and making positive changes, some people just won't like it. They see you becoming a better version of yourself, and that makes them uncomfortable. You notice yourself changing. You're happier, more confident, smiling more, feeling good about who you are. That's when people start hating, and to protect that positive energy, you can't stay in the same place or hang out with the same people. You might need to move away from old friends, leave your neighborhood, or even change cities. I've told you before, you can't go to the same spots anymore, whether it's the gym or restaurants that you used to go to. It's all about protecting your energy. You might even find that simple places like Walmart aren't the same. Look at celebrities. Sometimes they only go to stores late at night, right before they close. Why? Because they know they can't be there during regular hours when everyone else is around. It's about staying away from negative people, the ones who secretly hope for your downfall. When you start improving yourself, becoming a better version of who you are, there comes a point where you have to decide, I need to get away from these people. If you don't, I'll tell you what will happen. Whenever you begin to receive blessings, whether it's a new job, a new car, or just feeling happier, those around you might not be happy for you. They might feel entitled to what you have. You drive into work with a new car, and they start thinking, how could you afford that when you work with us? They can't handle seeing you blessed while they stay the same. Whenever good things happen for you, others may try to take it or make you feel guilty about it. That's why I keep telling you all, I love my family, and I know you love yours. But staying around them too much can hold you back, especially if you're doing better. They'll start depending on you, and before you know it, you'll feel like you're carrying everyone else. Fast forward years down the line, and you might find yourself in your 40s or 50s with nothing to show for your efforts. Your energy, your resources, all taken from you by the people you trusted the most. They've drained you without you even realizing it, and you convinced yourself it was the right thing to do, because that's what family does. But that kind of giving, without boundaries, will leave you empty. Keep your blessings, protect your happiness. I'm trying to warn you, it's hard, but sometimes stepping away is the only way to grow. A lot of people are going to face tough times because they didn't take control of their lives. If you're living your life relying on others, depending on them to always lift you up, and constantly judging those around you, it's not going to end well. The truth is, when people can't get what they need from you anymore, that's when their attitude changes. Suddenly, they start hating on you. They'll call you names, spread lies, and say you're the problem just because you stopped giving them what they wanted. You could be in a relationship and everything seems fine, until you stop giving that person what they're used to. Then they turn on you. They'll say you're not good enough, that you're not the person they thought you were. But that's not on you. It's because they've spent their life depending on others, never learning how to stand on their own. Some people have lived their whole lives just taking, whether it's money, time, or energy. They've never figured out how to make something of themselves, and when you stop providing, they crumble. They call you names, say you're the bad guy, just because you decided to put yourself first. The more you improve yourself, the more you grow, the more you'll see this with your own eyes. You'll realize that to keep growing, you might need to change everything. Your environment, your routine, even the places you go. There's a point where the usual places, like regular grocery stores or familiar neighborhoods, just don't feel right anymore. You have to protect your energy and keep moving towards a better life. When you start seeing things differently, even the smallest details stand out. You'll walk into the grocery store and notice the fruit looks old and neglected. It'll make you wonder, why is this produce so bad? It's because they can't afford enough workers to keep it fresh. Or you'll notice things like a bunch of checkout counters with only one or two open. Your mind starts picking up on these things because you're changing and your perspective is evolving. At some point, you'll realize that you don't have time for all this. You've got goals, places to go, people to meet, and opportunities to chase. You need to be in places where everything works smoothly, where people are focused and efficient. You need an environment that matches your energy. No more wasting time with things that aren't right. This change requires you to renew your mind, to think differently. You can't transform yourself if you're still surrounded by the same old people and situations. It just doesn't work like that. It's like trying to mix two Kool-Aid flavors that don't go together. No matter how much sugar you add, it's never going to taste right. Ladies, I know it's hard sometimes because emotions are involved, especially when it comes to friends. But if they don't support your growth, if they're holding you back, you have to make changes. You need people around who lift you up, who blend well with your new mindset and goals. Ladies, whether it's your neighbors, friends, or anyone else around you, let me tell you something real. When you start doing better, when you begin to focus on your own dreams, take care of yourself, and really level up, people will start resenting you. They might smile to your face, but behind your back, they're saying, "I don't like this new version of her." They'll only have one goal in mind, tear you down. They want to see you back at their level. When you move up in life, you have to remember not everyone is growing with you. It's like moving on to the next grade while your friend is stuck repeating the same one. You put in the effort, passed your tests, and moved forward. But they didn't, and instead of being happy for you, they resent it. You can't let that hold you back. You've got to keep moving to the next level, no matter what. It's hard because some people will make you feel like you're doing something wrong. They'll call you names or say you're losing yourself. Just like they do with me, calling me names and saying I've lost my way. But remember, only God can judge you, not them. People judge Jesus too, and that tells you all you need to know about human judgment. The truth is, when you start doing well, you have to change everything. Your habits, your friends, and sometimes even your surroundings. And yes, it will make you feel bad sometimes. You might have to tell a friend, "You can't ride in my new car." Not because you don't care, but because they're not on the same path. If someone isn't willing to put in the work to grow, to achieve something meaningful, then keeping them close might end up holding you back or putting you at risk. You can't keep surrounding yourself with people who don't want the same growth. If they're not ready to level up, they'll only take from you your energy, your money, your peace. You have to choose yourself and your future, even if it means leaving some people behind. I'm telling you all this because I want to help you. I want to save you from the traps that keep us down. You have to understand that when you change, when you elevate your mindset, your energy, you need to be in a place that matches that new energy. You need to surround yourself with people who genuinely want to see you win, who have your best interests at heart. That's the only way to keep growing and moving forward.